So we're going to record a show. Steve is going to be your host for this show. I just want to clarify that anything that happens is Steve's idea. So I'm fine with him taking the credit if it's wonderful. But if it's not, it was Steve's idea. We've got some microphones. There should be some sat on the tables there. Muller, if you take your bag off, you can put your incontinence wipes and pants away, mate. You'll be fine for another day. You've just been. I've got two wireless mics that are going to come up here. Dave, make sure you get involved. Please do take part in the discussions that Steve's going to have, whatever they are. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the host of the Big Mac Pocket Guitar VIP Pinch Show, Mr. Steve Naber.
I didn't do that as an entrance. I'd lost my bit of cardboard, and on my bit of cardboard, it's got my notes. So this is called the Big Mac Show in relation to takeaways, and that it's cheap and nasty like a takeaway is sometimes. So we're going to talk about the following topics. And if you'd like to help me talk about this, we've got some mics out, haven't we? Oh, God, the pressure. So the following topics are not normal. So this is topic one. Once I met somebody, but they surprised me because... The next topic is holidays, okay, where to go on holiday, because I'll explain what that means in a minute. So if you want to tell me about holidays, because I need to go on holiday this year, and I've got no idea where to go with my family, so help me out. The next one is Apple Music, that's the only tech one. The next one is my first record was, the next topic is I have no idea why I still own it, but I still own ... okay. And that's my topics. So, I'm going to tell you about the holidays. So I'll run through the topics again, and I'm going to ask somebody, please, otherwise I'll just be standing here, help me out with one of these topics. So the topics are, once I banged into holidays, give me a tip to where to go on holiday with the family. Apple Music, we haven't got there yet. Apple Music, next topic, once I met... ... And the next one is, my first record was, and the next one is, I have still got, but I've no idea why, I still own ... Okay. So. What? Okay, so holidays. We'll do holidays first.
Yeah. Have a conversation that starts and everyone else can join in.
Excellent, thank you.
I'll switch it on as well.
That's way loud.
Okay, so what's the first... Excuse me, I'll get my teeth in. What's the first one you want to start with?
Holidays.
Holidays, right, okay. What do you want to know about holidays?
So I've got a family of four.
Right.
Where should I go on
four
holiday?
Four kids.
Where should I go on holiday? I haven't booked it yet.
Are you taking the wife?
With the kids, with the wife.
Right, okay.
1,500 budget, so not
right.
A lot.
Right, okay. So you're crowdsourcing your holiday...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
For ideas,
right, okay. Like you starting some kind of fund? Or
I'd like
can
to
we all chip in to send the neighbours away from us?
Okay, so the budget could go up to 1,527 if you want to chip in, but so I'd like to stay in the UK.
Okay, why? We don't.
Well, we might have a small problem with a passport.
I mean, by which I mean the Scottish, generally.
We might have a small problem with a passport. Yeah, so that's required.
All right, okay.
Any tips? Lake District.
Is it a one-way trip or a two-way trip? Sorry, we just had a question. Sorry, Pat Winch.
That's all right.
Sorry. Oh, no, you go first. You go first.
Well, you've got the Lake District because it's gorgeous scenery and you have a centre parks there as well, which is beautiful.
1,500 will pay for a day at centre parks, I think.
That way, put it closer.
Okay. Put it on your chin.
It's crap.
All right, then, fair enough. Have you thought, when you can sort of lake deals, book on websites?
That's a good idea, yeah. Yeah. There's another one in the interest of bringing this back to tech, given that that's why we're all here, and I'm not really sure why we're talking about holidays other than giving you advice. Have you ever tried the app Holiday Pirates?
Holiday Pirates?
It's called Holiday Pirates, which kind of implies something that it's not.
No.
You're not going to Somalia or anything like that.
Tell me about Holiday Pirates.
It's basically discounts and stuff like that. It's deals that just kind of appear for like 24 hours or something. You can download it on most phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holiday Pirates. Have you used it though? Has anyone used it?
I have an ex-colleague the Tuesday where I worked for Tesco Bank. She swore by it. I personally have never used it, but
she swore. Okay. Harrogate.
Where's Harrogate? Harrogate. Yeah. Sorry, Harrogate.
Is that near Ilkley?
Harrogate. Right. Okay. I have the balls in my mouth for that. It's good.
Okay. So we talk about this.
Do you think you could cope with hiring a camper van?
I've done that before. I travelling to Cornwall at 25 miles an hour on the M5 for 15 hours was not fun. We broke down seven times on the way.
I think there's closer places. Yeah, trying to get to the end of Cornwall and Devon is always painful.
Yeah. All right. It's nice on the sleeper train though.
You thought about a narrowboat?
Yeah, do you want to swap? Do you want to got a 4-bed house in London?
If you don't mind looking after three cats.
Okay, I'm not very good at cats or dogs.
You've got to come to my house then. No, you got. Cats.
Oh, you had 27. Have you eaten some?
Well, there's a narrowboat holiday place next to where I live. So,
a narrowboat. Do you know how much that is? Has anyone done a narrowboat holiday?
Yeah. Not 1,500, I don't think, for a week.
Is it
look,
more than
look
that?
Look online. No, less than that. You've got to drive the narrowboat, that's the thing.
Oh, that sounds good fun. Do you want to do a narrowboat holiday? Actually, we've got a panel.
You put the kids to work getting through all the locks, so, you
do
know.
Do you want to do that? Yeah. We might have a deal here.
Yeah, if you turn right out of my marina, there's 29 locks in 3 miles.
How many pubs?
One, halfway up.
What about if I turn...
It's a cafe, actually, but...
Can I turn right, then?
You can turn left. Does alcohol?
Okay, so
turn left into the pub about half an hour.
So we've solved my family holiday.
Actually, if you want to do canals, the Birmingham Canal Network, beautiful.
Birmingham Canal Network.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miller wants to say something. It's very important. Whatever he has to say, he needs to jump in and tell everybody.
and on that bombshell. Yes.
I was thinking Bridge North. You got Iron Bridge, Bridge North, Shropshire, Longmind. Yeah, you got Greeny nearby.
Yeah. He's an attraction to himself.
Aaron. Yes. Norfolk Broads. You've done the boat trip then, the canal boat for a week. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, blimey. I noticed, Don, you're not joining in on this conversation.
Don only goes to conferences in the States, that's it. That's all he does.
Las Vegas,
he's got no
India.
Suggestions for UK.
Steve.
I've just come back off a week on a narrow boat, and it was fantastic.
Really?
Really, really good. Great fun. And
Steve, do what?
Hire it, wouldn't you?
You probably would. It's a good point.
do be careful, though, because on our narrowboat holiday, Alan got severe food poisoning because of the quality of the water on the boat. Something happened, it got contaminated. Oh, and swans. Oh, God, don't never take on a swan. They're worse. But, yeah, watch the water, because he was really ill.
Okay. I will watch the water and watch the swans.
Have you got anything else for holidays? Anybody other suggestions? Years ago I did a boat holiday up the Loch Ness, and it was very good actually.
Poured
down the whole time. When it wasn't pouring you were getting attacked by midges, but that's a sport in itself. So you know what I mean, it was interesting. You saw good lots of nice stuff, and it wasn't a canal boy, it was like a proper boat. So monster spotting as well, all that kind of stuff
oh, in Loch Ness.
So you go from Inverness, there's a place in Inverness that hires out these boats, and then you can go all the way down to Fort William, and then all the way back up again. It's quite nice. It's only a week, though, I would say, and it's probably about 1,500 for a week. Pretty much, yeah.
This is my daughter. You have 90 seconds to convince her that a canal boat holiday is the right thing, and then she will respond. Okay.
Okay. Okay, do you want it? So the canal boat, the best thing about the canal boat is when your mum and dad aren't looking, you can shove your sister into the river if she's annoying you. and then oh, she fell, and you know.
You can wear pirate hats.
There you go. That's all I got. Oh.
They got the Grand Union Canal from London to Birmingham.
There you go. Grand Union Canal. Sorry? You're telling everybody else to use mics and then you're shouting.
You can use, you can do that in 4 days, according to Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, it's probably unlikely.
What's Peaky Blinders?
Oh, mate! Netflix, Peaky Blinders, season one, hands up who thinks. Hands up on an audio podcast, pretty poor actually. Cheer for Peaky Blinders. Yay! There you go.
Is this some British-made thing on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brummy.
And like the Welsh Mafia, otherwise known as the Taffia.
Okay, I'm going to... He's busy booking, so Steve is currently booking a longboat holiday on his phone, so I'm just going to carry on. What was the next topic?
Right, my next topic is, I'll do two, and then hopefully you can remember those. Once I bumped into, or my first record was.
I can do that.
Okay, there we go. Go.
Well, I once bumped into Kenny Baker and nearly knocked him over.
Who's Kenny Baker?
R2-D2.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He is only about 2 foot high.
Yeah.
No, that's somebody else. And my first record was Don't Mess With My Toot Toot.
By whom?
Oh, who was that? It was in the 80s.
Sorry. No, that's just my Scottishness.
I was trying to do it subtly. You're booming on the audio. Pull it away from your mouth, mate.
Okay.
Said the actress to the bishop.
So, has anyone else met anyone?
I've met a number of people in my life.
I've had Chewbacca.
Everybody here, for example?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I've met Chewbacca.
Have you?
Yeah, no, I have as well. He commented on my cleavage. He actually said you don't go any of them to the pound.
What? Chewbacca did?
Well, the guy, Peter Mayhew, the guy who plays it. I've been to a lot of bizarre conventions.
Can anyone actually do a decent impression of Chewbacca? Because they were all crap.
Drew?
Oh, actually, Lee, you have a list. He was just, I had a lunch with Lee a couple of weeks ago, and he was giving me a list of famous people he's met recently.
Go on then, Lee.
Well, the last role I had, I met the Chelsea football team up at Chelsea Harbour, which was kind of good. Michael Caine was sat on the table opposite me 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God, just unveil Michael Caine.
I had Hugh Grant walk past me up Fulham Road last week. But the one that I wanted to mention, is this one going to be downloaded? This podcast or not?
It will be posted, yes.
I'll have to be careful then. Okay, this was at a urinal at a certain very
significant
company, and there was a member of a boy band who I won't name, but it was a colour, who was stood in the urinal next to me. I will neither confirm or deny that it was blue, but it was one of their members that we don't really like very much. He's got a lot of negative press. And he was stood in the urinal next to me talking about how he really didn't want to have custody of his whoever that week.
Be careful with this.
Indeed. So I accidentally urinated on his feet at the same time because I really didn't agree with the stuff that he was saying. So that's my famous claim to fame on that one.
Is that your
would anyone else like to start legal action against someone else?
So beat that. There we go. There's the bar being set.
I've actually insulted Bergerac.
Okay.
Who hasn't?
To his face or just like
no,
generally?
No, he was stood
like
behind me and he... Because when I was in drama college, he came to do a speech and I went, he's really let himself go, wasn't he? And he was stood right behind me.
Helen. Helen.
I've been rescued by Liam Neeson.
Ooh.
I fainted at I was a bit drunk, at a London party and he actually sort of rescued me on the stairs and I was in that broguish accent, said, you're right, darling, and winked at me.
Well.
And I've been on Top Gear twice. Silence then, there's no appreciation.
Yeah, you would have been 3 times, but the restraining order...
Yeah, they wouldn't let me go on 3 times.
What was your lap time?
Okay, so if you've got anyone else that you want to met, then let us know. Has anyone still owned
something Princess Diana.
That they could say...
Did you meet Princess Diana?
I met Princess Diana.
Yeah, in what capacity?
At the Guildhall.
Right.
At an event.
Cool.
Said hello.
Did she have her head down and look up and go... I know it doesn't work on a podcast, but
not that time.
I've been on telly with Charles and Camilla, actually, now that you mention that. They were visiting the Borders General Hospital up in Scotland, and there was this big queue outside the door to get in. I didn't realise they were there, and it was right at the time that I normally went for my bacon roll and my break. And so I pushed through this crowd to try and get in the front door and kind of stepped into the kind of the way that was kind of clear for Charles and Camilla to walk into. Turned around and there was these security guards and video cameras. And you can see me on local news just kind of going, whoop.
Charles has got a really good sense of humour, actually, because we met him because he came to open our student halls of residence. And again, I was absolutely legless. And I made
it's
some...
a theme here.
Yes, a theory. And I can't quite remember what happened, but I was standing on top of somebody, so I was really tall. And he made some suggestive remark to me in front of everybody about how he wouldn't be able to get into bed with me because I was so tall.
Well,
Prince Charles, agent.
Did the fact that he wouldn't let him occur to him, though?
I then offered him a box of cornflakes, and security guard took it off. He said, "Thank you very much," and handed it to
You're
security.
Smooth.
Would you like a cornflake?
So I think he'd have probably done it for less.
So that's a boy band and a royal court action. Anyone else?
Oh, I've met Woz. Woz, Steve Wozniak.
That's going to win it, hasn't it, surely?
Very, very briefly, he was doing our talk at the Edinburgh
Can anyone
Science
print that
Festival.
With the jobs? No? No one can try the job, you win.
I just said hello to him, and he said hello.
Okay, we're all fed up with you now, move on.
If you want to take it up market a bit, I've met Desmond Tutu, who's a very nice man.
Where did you meet Desmond Tutu? Was that in a nightclub?
No, at an event in Wales.
She was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Indeed.
I think that's true.
That much is true.
Was it a religious event?
It was indeed, yes.
Okay, good for you.
Nelson Mandela smiled.
Oh, it's coming out.
I noticed that when I first asked this, everyone was like, no, not saying anything. And now it's Martin Brundle.
They're all just trying to trump each other.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Quite surreal. We went off for a bag of sandwich. It was me, Guy, Mike Brundle, his wife. He was just talking about the time with Ayrton Senna and all of his...
The time he with Ayrton Senna. That's a News of the World headline.
His career when he was racing with it. It was a very interesting.
Okay, can somebody else tell me about something that they still own, but they can't believe that they do still own it?
Yeah, I've still got the Nintendo Game Boy, the original one.
Does it still work?
It does still work.
And
I've still got
it?
Games for it. I do occasionally when I get a bit nostalgic.
We had a retro gaming thing here last year, didn't we? Old Chris Woods brought his Nintendo
64.
Thing down, 64 down, yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
Benetone, yeah.
Yeah,
we ought to do that again, so bring your retro gaming stuff down, because there's a big TV.
We were
going to
do it. So the Northern Bash, the Gaming Bash, we plan to have retro stuff there, because we've got old Game Boys, NESs, Master Systems.
This could be a good point, actually, now at the Bash, to tell everyone about the Northern Bash, because it was absolutely fantastic last year.
Yeah. So it's in December. It's in Scotland. We now have a railway line. Literally, like, next month it's going to get opened. So you can actually get the train to Scotland.
Do we need a passport?
In some areas. You still have to poop outside, but that's a choice thing. We all have indoor toilets.
Can you tell what this is the sound of? Can you tell what this is the sound of? Listen.
Oh, come on.
Well, that is. That's my cold beer coming out of the tin.
I know, I thought he was in the bathroom.
So anyway,
that was
the
a
Northern
naked
Bash,
gun moment now.
Last year we had 20-odd people there. We had 5, 6 PlayStation or Xbox.
So we had 6 360s, and they were all on projectors, and we were
all
multiplayer games.
All 4 people on them.
All 4 people on them, and we had more than 20. Not a lot more, to be fair, but it was more than 20. And we had 2 Wii U's, and we were playing Mario Kart on them. We had a couple of PlayStations. It was awesome. It was just a day. We had a PC. We had some PC gaming going as well.
Paul, I've still got my Commodore 64 and Spectrum 48K, and they still
work. You need
to come
and you need to bring them.
Yeah, so I bought a Commodore 64 boxed with the Mario against the Space... Sorry, no. Bart Simpson against the Space Mutants at a car boot sale about 5 years ago for £1.50.
Helen.
Still boxed.
Helen. Helen, did you purposely put on the voice to... Paul, I've still got
Paul,
my Comedy 64.
I've still got my Comedy 64.
It's a Comedy 64 now.
I was completely distracted. I'd lost sense of words. So what was your first record, Paul?
My first record was Oasis, What's the Story, Morning Glory.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Mine was Bogle's Video Killed the Radio Star.
I have that single as well.
My first.
Aww.
Steve, mine was Survivor, I Had the Tiger.
So that's decent. Paul, I can't get over it. You're 34.
Well, the Oasis one's decent.
So, yeah, it is, but you must have been like...
Rockaria, ELO.
Pink Floyd, The Wall, double album.
I'm 30.
Your first record?
My first album, yeah.
Cool. Mine was a soundtrack to ITV's coverage of the 1986 World Cup.
You're kidding.
No.
I'm 37. My first tape was Weird Al. Yeah.
And also Michael Jackson's Bad, and then when I moved to CDs, it was Bad English was the first CD I bought.
See, I've got a theory that the first one you buy is always rubbish, apart from the ones that you, oh, Pink Floyd and Oasis. I know you were very quick to say what yours were, but your second one's so much better than the first one.
My second one was Pulp and Different Class.
Fine Young Cannibals was my second one.
Oh, fine. What album?
Oh, I can't remember. Was it, I don't know.
Was that a single?
I've no idea. It wasn't vinyl, it was CD. Yeah.
Has anyone... Sorry. Dude needs a mic.
Okay, so the Pulp Different Class album, when that came out on CD, the inlay card was not a booklet. It was an envelope, and it has 12 inlay cards in. And there's a different image for each of the songs on the CD. I bought it from a place called I think it was the Purple Pineapple or the Yellow Pineapple in Loughborough when I was at university. And it got nicked out of my car. And it took me 15 years, but I found one at a car boot sale.
Yay!
Which was probably the original one out of my car, but who knows.
Has anyone got a first single that they bought that's like their most cherished thing because they bought it, but actually they really regret it? Def Leppard.
What is wrong with Def Leppard, girl?
Well, Def Leppard's fine, but it depends which single.
Some Sugar on Me.
No, but what was the single?
I'm sat in the cheap seats over here. Sorry, table, to insult you immediately and start throwing things at me. So third or fourth.
Neighbours, just be careful what you say.
So just talk about what the first record are. This lady to my left me, first record, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's good.
Was it really Led Zeppelin?
No.
What was it really?
Spice Girls. Peter Andre.
It's okay. Nobody knows about it. Only the 800 people here.
If we put this on the Mac Show feed, 25,000 people are going to know that next week. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, but we got some better class as well. No, nothing wrong with Peter Andre. So, what was yours?
Bon Jovi's New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, was that the one with the ladies on the front? No, that was Slippery. Yeah, okay. I remember that one.
It had denim. It was kind of denim, wasn't it, the front of the New Jersey album? Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of denim, and it had it kind of embossed Bon Jovi.
How'd you know that? You were six.
but I'm still a Bon Jovi fan.
I thought the Slippery When Wet one was sort of watery. Oasis. Or was that the...
Sorry?
What was it? All right, then, fair enough. It's like Guns N' Roses had different ones. There's a bit of a discussion at the moment with the neighbours.
They're trying to decide whether they're going to actually see.
Pass the mic over. Tell me what yours was.
Probably the Beatles.
Probably.
Any of them. Could be any.
It was so memorable. Probably.
Is this a tech show?
Apparently. Not anymore.
I better get back to my script, don't I? Has anyone...
We do Apple Music now, because then at least that's a little bit of tech.
Oh, yes, okay. All right, so...
Wasn't this discussed to death yesterday on the Mac Show?
I don't know, I wasn't there. Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, just talking about...
What was the next question?
We talked about music in terms of what your first album was. Can you put your hands up if you listen to records still?
As in vinyl?
As your principal way of listening to music. Okay, so there's one person out of the 70 people here or so. Put your hand up if you listen to tapes still.
Do that to themselves?
No, I actually have some Transvision Vamp on tape.
Well done.
Okay,
I think
CDs,
you can get cream for it.
Is your principal method of listening to music is CDs? Your principal method? CDs. One, okay.
After I've burnt them.
What's next?
Mini discs.
Okay.
Laser discs.
I still have mini discs.
Laser discs. Who bought a laser disc, by the way? Come on, we're a load of geeks. Somebody must have bought a laser disc.
Would that be Simon Christopher then? Oh. Did he have
Blue Thunder? Okay, moving on then. Blue Thunder, great TV show. Blue Thunder, great TV show. Moving on. So, who listens to music through iTunes?
As in download the songs and then
download
listen to them
the
on
songs
iTunes.
Or
yeah.
You've uploaded your
probably
music.
Probably majority,
iTunes.
Surely.
Who streams music?
Yep. I only stream music.
Look at that. It's kind of 60% of people. So of the people that stream, are you put your hands up if you're not using Spotify.
So it depends.
Wow.
Okay. Are you meaning as in people who, because probably a lot of us were using Spotify, I've still got accounts, well, but testing Apple Music.
People who ditched
no,
would
no,
be an
before
interesting
Apple
game.
Music, if you were streaming music, but you were not doing it through Spotify, put your hands up.
If you were not doing it through
Xbox
Spotify,
Xbox 360?
No, Xbox Music, though.
Xbox Music. What are the other ones? What are you using?
Google Play Music.
Okay, what else?
Yeah, I use Xbox Music or Zune.
Yeah, right, but okay. the choice on Xbox Music was so limited, I went back to Spotify. Yeah.
But did they have Peter Andre?
Sadly, yes.
Oh. All right, we're good for Peter Andre.
I've tried Tidal as well.
Okay, so I guess Tidal.
Tidal.
Yeah.
Is it worthwhile? Is it worth what they're saying about it?
Yeah, the high music quality, you can tell the difference. So,
right.
But I don't think it's worth the money still, so okay. I cancelled it.
Right.
Yeah, it's great, but I don't want it.
Okay, so...
quickly, yep. Just going back to Zune, the reason I use Zune is because I can download the MP3s and then I can use them on any device. So, yeah, okay, it's not quite the same as streaming, but at least you can use it anywhere, especially if you go abroad and stuff.
So you could still do that with Spotify if you have offline playlists with multiple different devices.
But okay. You mentioned use it on any device.
Yeah, so you can do that with Spotify. Spotify's on everything. Spotify's
iTunes
on toasters now.
Anyway.
It's everywhere.
I've got some of my iTunes stuff on Ellis's phone, Windows phone. So,
so tell me the difference between... So Apple Music has started. Who started having a little play with that? Hands up.
Yep.
So...
It's good.
I would estimate it's about 70% of the people who put their hands up for Spotify, maybe. So what does everyone think of it?
It's the family plan for me. It's that's the killer. Everything that
that's
I had
the same
on Spotify,
as Spotify.
No, Spotify doesn't have the same family plan.
What's the difference?
So Spotify has a family plan. You can add extra accounts on for a fiver. It's not available in the UK yet. It's only available in the States as far as I'm aware. If it's brought over to the UK, it's a fiver per extra account. Whereas it is in the UK, right? But... With Apple Music, you can have 6 accounts for the one price.
Okay, so Scarlett, my daughter, 8, birthday next week, so it's a bit complicated, and Ellie, 6, have arguments about who's using Spotify at the moment.
Yeah, we have that as well. Yeah.
So
it removes that.
If I get them on Apple, then all 6 of them, oh, I've only got 4.
To your knowledge.
Yeah,
they can
you'll
use
be
it at
fine.
The same time. Okay, any other differences, comments on it? So yes,
I'd go with the whatever algorithms we've got set up for the recommendations of the playlists. Awesome on Apple Music.
They're really good. Because when I put in, I said this yesterday on the show. When I put in 70s, 80s, 90s music, the choice was like Kylie Minogue or Cyndi Lauper. I'm like, get stuff. But after about 10 tracks, it knew they got it wrong.
It learns your music tastes. It tailors them.
But it's fast as well. Yeah. I hadn't played with it for more than 2 days, and it was spot on.
Yeah, go straight on your home screen. You've got a dozen or more playlists that absolutely are meeting what you want to be listening to. Works well.
But you guys are not the future. The future's here. So come on, girls, what do you think?
Only if you teach them well and let them lead the way.
I like how you can just... Like recommended, that it just recommends the songs that you listen to, and then the songs that it thinks you might like.
Okay, so you're talking about Apple Music, okay?
I like Apple Music because it has the songs that Spotify have, and it's better because you get 6 accounts for the one price. But on Spotify, you get it's more.
That's amazing. We haven't spoken about it, have we? I didn't know you knew that it was 6 accounts.
Steve.
Actually, yes. Mr. Batwench has actually read the T's and C's for it, because that's what he does. And there's something about the family sharing that whoever's in charge of it, all of the apps and stuff get charged to them.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, it will be on the account that it's registered to, so.
But it's a case of if he uses it with me, and I can understand it with people with kids and stuff like that, but it's just a case of, well, why can't I'm able to pay for my own?
Well, you'd have to use your own account then, though.
He just likes keeping you on a leash.
Honey, I'm the one who keeps him on a leash.
I've just been handed back the Google Cardboard that we had to play with. Who was really impressed with that?
I was.
For £8. Oh, there's... Mr. Jennett, he's happy. I'm awed with that. Did you like Dive City Coaster? Who managed to do that standing up?
There's a factor 30
Because if you're sitting down, it's no fun whatsoever. You've got to do it standing up, and you're all over the place. But that's the best £8 you can possibly spend on Amazon at the moment. Thanks. It's still here if anyone wants to go.
Okay.
Ordered it already. Hey, Tom Prime as well.
We will pass around.
The new one comes out in a couple of weeks as well, which is roughly about the same price, and it's on Prime.
I just bought one, and there's a new one coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We will pass
it's got
that
better
round.
Cardboard. Lighter, thinner, faster.
It's not the first £8 I've wasted on that principle.
I'm afraid we're going to have to cut this short.
You made the timings. You can move them. You have the power.
Well, no, I can't move the timings.
You chose to start it late.
Well, we've got an egg and spoon race to hold.
We need to lay out the egg and spoon as well, though, so. The track needs to be tested for safety.
Well, yeah. How many injuries did we have last year, too?
Yeah, we've got a history of personal injuries.
So we've got to go for 3 injuries this year.
But I'd like to point out there's also a history of people not suing us.
No.
No, record and push us out. You only get live if you come here.
Oh, blimey hell. We got the rest back to this rubbish.
That'll mean that Steve will have 3 more beers in him. No, we can't.
I have not bribed you, have I?
What questions you got left?
He could
anyway.
Do them.
Hello, Paul.
What questions have you got left?
I've probably run out.
If we finish the questions, then yeah.
So I still own, I have no idea why I still own it, but I still own, only one person has said, a Game Boy.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'm not going to sleep tonight unless I have some more people telling me what they own. Why do you still own it? Why don't you
convert it?
We've actually got some VHS and a VHS player.
Who else owns a VHS player still?
Oh, stuff that. Who's got Betamax or V2000?
Okay. Paul, what age of the car? What car did you drive up today? Oh, you didn't drive up in the 1927, whatever it was.
Paul has a car where you can sit in the driver's seat and you can lock all the doors from it, and it's not got central locking. It's an Austin Allegro, and it is wonderful.
Actually, Scarlett.
If a little used.
If I did this, do you know what it means? Excellent. That's what you used to do to get the window go up and down.
That's a crazy idea,
you
Dad.
Watch that because you do that kind of thing, and she says, I don't know, but I saw you doing it with Mommy the other week.
On that bombshell, thank you very much for all taking part. Thank you very much.